advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am.
I am.
Sofa King.
That was my bad.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
You enjoying the show?
My wife's like, I missed the call. Sorry, what's up? I was like, I didn't call. I don't know. And then someone messaged me. Like, I got all these messages right away. I was like, is something wrong? Like, I had a panic and I fucking missed the clank. And then the clank sounded like marbles.
You were early.
Together.
You were early. You got excited and you clanked early.
It was a premature clank.
Was it? I still don't know where we're at.
I'm just saying you might have some premature problems.
A clankulation?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If I think about baseball, I can last for hours.
You should probably talk to a doctor.
No, yeah. I don't think about baseball. I can't even tell you what I think about. You use that method? No?
No.
Think about something else? Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
I think about old Asian dermatologists. Not attractive. It's just not.
Could be.
It works for me.
Put a bag on their head.
So we're here to do a normal episode.
Yes.
Completely. Of the Sofa King podcast.
Yeah.
Where we're talking research about, a topic.
Talking about zoos in general.
I'll roll with it if you know enough. But I didn't study for that.
Yeah. I've been to a lot of zoos.
Yeah.
This is a bonus episode.
I work at a zoo.
It's not a normal episode.
Well, because I definitely didn't do the clank normal.
We didn't exactly.
Yeah, that's normal.
That happens all the time in normal episodes.
That's true. But this is a bonus episode because we didn't research anything. So if you're if you normally listen to this podcast, like if this is your first time,
this is a bonus episode for you and a normal episode for me.
Yeah, I didn't say that. You said that. So instead of researching one topic and going in depth, we are answering questions from our listeners, thereby.
This is the first time we're doing this?
A bonus episode. First time we're doing it tonight.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, because I don't remember this.
Yeah, we haven't done these tonight.
What was that shit about earlier then? I've been here for hours.
Those are bonus episodes.
Yeah, there you go. I'm cool.
No, those were normal episodes.
You're fucking lying.
No. We researched two topics and we did one on each of the episodes. We did Amelia Earhart and we did Japanese internment camps.
No. We did Marilyn Manson. And
he's
Broadway.
Broadway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next week, folks.
We could do that. We could literally do that.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Marilyn Manson.
And then we'll forget. It's going to be something completely different. Dave's going to be like, what topics are we going to do? I don't know.
I feel like fuck Broadway. Marilyn Manson's fine, but like, what are we going to do about Broadway?
I don't know.
Figure it out. So we're answering questions. The first question is from Justin Hall.
Never heard of him.
I'm guessing that's how you say his last name.
Hong.
Hall?
No.
It's H-O-U-L-E. How else would you pronounce that?
Howley.
How?
Or Holly.
I think it's all silent. It's just Hall.
It might be. Nah. In the jar. It's not a difficult.
In the jar. Yeah.
So his question is, what is your favorite blank and why questions?
Okay.
So what is your favorite topping on a pizza and why?
Pineapples, because fuck all of you. Fuck all of you. All of you.
I got to go with mushrooms. And it's not because I'm a vegan, like pre-vegan days, if it didn't have mushrooms on it, I didn't want the pizza.
I'm going to say cheese, actually. my exotic topic would be pineapple, but I'm just going to say cheese because without that, the rest of it would probably fuck off. Like if you just had like pepperoni and sausage tomato pizza.
Well, I think the assumption with cheese. Yeah, what's your favorite topping?
I think the assumption is that the sauce and the cheese and the crust are all there. And the toppings are additional.
They're there.
Back to pineapple.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm back.
I'm going with
salami.
Mushrooms. All right. Not pepperoni. I did prefer salami to pepperoni.
Salami?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. I get salami, sausage, and olive. That's good.
You know who makes a mean salami pizza?
Who?
Joseph's.
Mm, I don't know that I've had theirs.
Yeah.
I've had a calzone.
I had the calzone as well because someone told me to get that. Yeah. I can't say there's pizza I don't like. I haven't tried the sardine thing, but I wouldn't be. I would do it. I would like to know if someone offers that. I will try it. I just don't know. Are there real? Oh, is it anchovies?
Anchovies.
Are sardines a thing too?
No.
Anchovies is what I meant.
Michelangelo.
Yeah. But I want to try that. But do you know, there's probably some place just for the fact that
Rusty's puts anchovies on pizza.
You can get it?
Rose's will put anchovies on pizza.
Rose's will too, yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, a lot of pizza places will have, that might not be on the menu, but they got anchovies. Yeah.
Are they canned or something?
Yeah. They're canned. They're typically canned and packed in oil, usually.
Okay. So it's safe. I just don't want it to be like, no one ever orders anchovies. Dust those anchovies off and put them on this guy's pizza.
No, they're safe. They're usually packed, but.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember how they're stored at Rusty's, but yeah, they have them. Yep. You can get them. Domino's, I don't know. I don't think so. Domino's, Pizza Hut, those places.
No.
But like the more higher end pizzas, you'll be able to get it.
Get it at a local place, you'll probably have it. Yeah. Like a real Italian ristorante.
Joseph's or
Roma's. Yeah, probably have it. Yeah. Antoinette Yancey asks, what is your favorite piece of clothing?
I'm weird. I always wear the same underwear, same socks, but like in the winter, I do dig the Pendletons and my shoes are always my thing. I'm not like a shoe guy. I always have one pair of shoes, but I switched recently. I just told Brad.
Shoes aren't clothing though.
Yeah, the shoes are clothing.
No.
I beg to differ. If I had a white glove, I would slap you with it, sir. No. Yes.
What if you had a bejeweled glove?
I'd bedazzle the fuck out of the side of his face.
Clothing would be cloth, like pants, shirts. That type of stuff.
I'm going with Pendleton.
That's wool. It's not clothing.
I'm torn. I love a good jacket.
Yeah.
But we don't live in a jacket climate.
No.
And I struggle to have a good jacket. I had a good jacket years ago, but the one problem is, and I've had this happen with a couple types of clothing, and I've witnessed it on friends. Some jackets, I don't know what the fuck's going on. If you walk into a Denny's or something, like you have breakfast at Denny's and you fucking go home, there are jackets that like suck that shit up
and
like re-haunt your house with Denny's for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, don't go to Denny's.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just using for an example.
You could go to IHOB.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. I heard they burger as good as they pancake.
Yeah.
I haven't had it, but they claim it.
Strawberry banana pancakes are good.
Yuck. I would never order that shit. Garbage.
You shut your mouth. If I had a white glove, I would slap you.
I did the Brad, you did the Brent. But that's what you do every time I pick food. Fucking garbage.
That's okay.
It is, though. I would have gone for the savory, not the sweet. I would have gone for a scramble, an omelet, a burrito.
I mean, a banana pancake isn't really all that sweet.
What'd you say? Strawberry?
Strawberry, yeah.
There was more to it.
I mean, that's
several sugar ingredients.
I like pancakes in any variety. I like a lot of pancakes.
Yeah, strawberry, banana. I don't put syrup on it or anything like that. That's it. Strawberries, banana.
I would eat like a strawberry. Like we had, we want a strawberry.
You can put a fucking strawberry, strawberries on, cut them up, whatever. Yeah, a few.
I'm not ordering pancakes.
Strawberry banana.
Mm-mm. Eggs.
I like a good pancake. Favorite piece of clothing?
Eggs, sausage, hash brown, and pancakes.
What was your clothing?
T-shirt.
Stupid.
I'm probably going to go with a hat because I can't like jackets here in Bakersfield.
Right.
I never leave the house without a hat.
Hat's an accessory. It's not clothing.
Clothing. Never leave the house without a hat. Nicole Fender says, what is your favorite sex position? JK, favorite dessert?
The Fender rear ender. My favorite.
Well played, sir.
Sex position and dessert.
I was going to say banana splits for the same reason. Yeah.
I'll say fudge brownie for the same reason.
Going to that rumsicle.
And actually, I believe that is my honest answer. Yeah. I love a good fudge brownie.
Yeah. Ghirardelli.
Good brownie.
I think all desserts could be sex moves.
I think so.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't marble fudge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the aftermath.
Yeah.
Mint
yeah.
and chip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Rihanan Kirkwood says,
what the fuck is that all about? Rihanan Kirkwood.
Rihanan Kirkwood says, what is your favorite song from the 90s?
Mm. Color Me Bad, I Want to Sex You Up. That was a Bette Midler. A Bette Midler just happened. It was in my head. I went with it.
It did. You couldn't just came right out.
Oh, that was
it,
the Terry Crews.
It was in my head. I was like, I'm doing it. I'm going with it. First thing in my head.
Well, here's the thing. Can you unthink it? Is there another song that takes its place?
I would say Aisha, and it would only get worse.
Right.
Another bad creation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison. Like that's the kind of stuff
those
that's
are
going to
come out. Wow. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
I'm probably going to say California Love.
Oh.
That's I can probably hear it. My I can hear it. I can't replicate it with my mouth, but I can hear it.
1998, huh?
I gotta say that's 90s. My favorite song from the 90s.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
I'll be honest, my problem with time dilation, I can't really remember what's from what. I don't know the decades and I can't place the things in.
Well, if I was gonna think 90s, I'm probably going to go for either an NWA or a Public Enemy song. And if I think 90s for some reason, I just think Dr. Dre and Tupac, California.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll go with my first. Cause as soon as you said 90s hip hop or 90s song, I immediately thought Snoop Dogg Murder Was the Case. Like nice. That was just what popped into my head. Doggy nice. Style. That album's classic.
Great. It's fucking fantastic album. And Snoop Dogg's the shit. What is
the shiznit?
The shizzle.
We should do the opposite and figure out what dessert an actual sex move would be, like doggy style. Like, what is that? It's like a hot dog banana split.
That's the marble
doggy
fudge.
Style. Yeah. The opposite, you know what I mean? Like missionary. What is that exactly?
Missionary?
Holy water mint chip shake. Some religious thing.
Holy water mint chip shake.
I don't know.
Can you do it's it backwards?
Ice cream
I don't
soda.
Think it works as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it has to be like vanilla ice cream. It would be missionary.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's yeah. like the
it's vanilla.
It's the standard position, you know. It's
but not
base.
Like real vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Like just like a generic.
Yeah. It's the vanilla. It's yeah. thrifty brand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Steve Smith asks, what is your favorite firearm? For me, it's going to be
I'm not staring at Brent.
It's an M1 Grand.
Isn't that the big five $99
M1
special?
M1 Grande? No.
No, it's a World War II. And World War
what's that
War,
big
one,
five
War
$99
II,
one? Mazen Nagant or whatever the fuck it is. What's it called?
Mazen Nagant.
What's it called?
Mazen Nagant.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said it like with one syllable wrong. Rookie.
You said Mazen Nagant.
I know. I said
you
something
said,
like that.
You said
what's
it called?
Then you laughed at me with sarcasm, you son of a bitch.
I've always wanted wanted an authentic M1. Still do. They make remakes and so forth, but like an actual World War II one in good condition.
Yeah, new M1's like $1,400. Yeah. Like they're expensive. Yeah. Old ones you can get, they're not that much.
Yeah.
I don't have that many guns, so I don't really have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite? You don't like guns.
There's shotguns.
Like if you could, if you had like a free gun coupon, there isn't one you'd want to get.
I don't know much about guns, honestly. I don't, I have a couple, but I'm not like into it.
Then I'm going to give you a suggestion.
All right, let's hear it.
Of like 1985 Chuck Norris Mini Uzi.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, any 1911 for me.
Yeah.
I like just, you can give me an old war one, a new one, don't matter. I like them all.
Chris Rader asks, what is your favorite instrument, .. besides
instrument.
The skin flute?
Besides the
instrument.
Skin flute.
Instrument besides the skin
flute. Mine be the bone bellow.
I can't even think of anything now. No,
that just fucking erased my brain. That was like an electrical current. Like my neural pattern got scrambled. Well played, sir. Well played.
I can't top it. I'll quit. The gears are still trying. Yeah. I'm trying to top that, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I play guitar, but as of lately, piano. Like I've been fucking literally sitting in my house playing piano lately. I'm not good at it.
I'll probably go with a harmonica. I really love harmonica.
I think it might have been asked before, possibly, because I know you said the harmonica, because it could be, that's in your pocket.
I'm just going to go with the one I could play.
Yeah.
The kazoo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude.
Tricky.
This guy on the kazoo. Melt your face off.
Yeah. I'm fire.
Mostly because he spits on you a lot when he tries
I'm
to do
fire.
It.
Well, that's how you properly play a kazoo.
Yeah. Right.
It's like a Gallagher show. Yeah.
I got one with the bubbles come out of it. Looks front, like a, looks like a, looks like a pipe.
Yeah. Right. Sophie Jackson asks, what is your favorite martial art movie?
Snake and Eagle Shadow. Jackie Chan.
Iron Monkey. Donnie Yen.
You know, it's not bad. Like a new movie. I watched The Forbidden Kingdom with that fucking white kid from Dogtown Z Boys. I don't know what its name is, but it's Jackie Chan and Jet Li. Jackie Chan's a drunken master. Jet Li is a monk. And then they find this like white kid from like the Bronx or something. And he's like going to an old man's thrift store and these bad kids like trick him into breaking into the old man's place. And then he grabs this fucking crazy golden monkey staff and gets transported into like fucking ancient kung fu land and has like to like
a Netflix movie or something.
What's I don't know. It? Just look up The Forbidden Kingdom, I think it's called, or Forgotten Kingdom maybe. But anyways, then he has to deliver the fucking staff back to the Monkey King. It's a good movie though. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Iron Monkey really blew me away. I think it was the first time I saw Donnie Yen, who's just fucking unbelievable.
What year is The Iron Monkey?
It was early 2000s, I think.
It's really hard on Netflix to find. You have to like type Kung Fu and like, those, other movies like those, it.
Yeah.
I wish there was just like a genre for martial arts or something. Right. And
I mean,
one
of the best things is to just, I mean, to know an actor and search.
And look it up that way.
Because that was why I watched Ip Man, was because I saw that Donnie Yen was in it.
Three was questionable. Like, oh, one and two were really good.
Yeah.
Ip Man 1 is good.
Yeah, it's really
good. We decided that's how you say it, yeah? Is Ip Man?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Iron Monkey.
Year?
93.
That's
fairly new. I dig kung fu movies, man. I would just fucking watch the fuck out of them. And I accept, someone said something. I think it was my stepbrother Ryan said some shit because we were talking about how I don't like movies that are unrealistic, but I love kung fu movies. And then we were talking about something and he said, you have to understand that it was its intent. You know what I mean? It's like an accepted thing that in that universe, that is a thing. And I kind of like settled with some of it. It helped me a little bit. Like a counseling session, really.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if it's supposed to be over, like completely over the top, like the genre,
that's
is
why I'm okay with him jumping across clouds and landing on like the, you know,
like a
tree branch that's not, that shouldn't hold their weight, you know, or kicking them and they fly like through fucking two walls and shit.
But I mean, at the end of the day, though, a good martial arts movie, like at the end of the day, regardless of the plot, regardless of them jumping on clouds, whatever, these motherfuckers in the movie are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing.
Dude, my favorite part of Jackie Chan movies is the last fucking 10 minutes after the credits roll or whatever, when you watch him and Chris Tucker fucking fucking up and flying around and him getting hit by a chair and they're hurt just and amazing. Laying there.
The Drunken Master is good, too.
It's really good.
I think mine probably is really good. The one that I really like is Shaolin versus the Llama or Shaolin versus Llama.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Good movie.
Dude, what is the one I fucking saw? It was like the fucking something cripples. That was a funny one, though. It was something, the Cripple Masters, maybe. It's two guys. I think I talked about this a long time ago. One guy lost his legs to some, it was like some fucking kung fu gang comes to town. They burn people with acid, I think it was. One guy lost his arms. The other guy lost his legs. So he ties the guy with the arms to the guy with the legs back. Like they
Holy
tie
shit.
Each other. And they
so fucking, they're fighting?
They whip everyone's ass. Because the one guy has arms facing the other way.
Oh, my God.
And the other dude has the legs due to the kicks and shit. And I don't know. I think they're really, I fucking think, I can't visualize it well enough. But
what is
I kind of think
I mean, like this up
Cripple
too.
Masters. Maybe Cripple Masters, I think. I think they really had a guy with no legs and a guy with no arms.
Oh, they got Cripple Masters 2 and 3.
Yeah,
Crippled Masters. Bro.
And then there's like the 36 Chambers of Shaolin. There's like four.
And to be honest, like here's like kung fu movies suffer due to modern technology.
Right.
Because back in the day, you could go to a shithole video store. Walk into the martial arts section and you were going to run up on a fucking kung fu movie you've never heard of before. No names in it that are pronounceable. Pick it up, go home, enjoy the fuck out of it. And now you just get to Netflix and there's a handful of kung fu movies and all the dope shit isn't there.
That's how I discovered Little Mad Guy that I rediscovered 2 days ago on Terrarium TV. I found Little Mad Guy.
Yeah,
that's the name of the movie, Little Mad Guy.
All I just have to show you.
Toad Kung Fu.
There needs to be a Netflix just for Kung Fu movies.
This guy's fucking face, and then the next scene after this, I don't know, let me get it in here. Let me get this in there.
All right, let me just play this, because you have to watch this.
You see that? Yeah, you can, sort of.
Oh my God. Are they taunting him with a pork chop?
Yeah. Let me bite your balls.
Oh, that's it. That's Cripple Masters. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he really doesn't have arms.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But YouTube will save
there's
you.
More of them. There's multiple.
I think YouTube will probably have a lot of those old fucking bootleg things because there's no copyright fucking
in the
anything
future. If you install the add-on for this on your thing, I can just cast your screen.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
oh,
just nice. Hit it in your screen.
Yeah,
come
why don't
on,
we do that? Yeah. We're old school.
Now we know.
Yeah. This technology is ruining kung fu movies.
It is.
Chris, I got to watch that.
Yeah, I do too.
Net kicks.
Net, nice.
Yeah.
I like. Chris Strain asks, hard-hitting question, what is your favorite variation on toast?
Avocado toast. I had the other day, I decided I fucking love that shit. I could live off of that. If I got a six-pack, once again, like poppy seed muffins from
But you still
Costco,
have to, you have to double down, though. Because for me, it's avocado toast. It's got to be on a really fucking good sourdough. And the sourdough has to be lightly toasted.
I'm down with sourdough, but yeah, toasted for sure. But I buy like the bread that has like a fucking bucket of oatmeal and every seed that ever existed. Like birds fucking flew over it and shit down seeds on it. Like I want that thing to make you poop a granola bar.
I'm fine with that.
That's the kind of toast that I want. And then, yeah, I take one whole avocado, a little bit of garlic, salt, and pepper, mash that shit up, maybe a little XXX mixed in there, and then spread that shit on the toast. Fucking love that shit. I can
lightly toasted
it.
Sourdough, half an avocado, a little bit of salt.
Whole avocado.
Not into the avocado. Thick. I'm going cinnamon toast.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, I haven't had that in a fucking million years. My mom used to make that growing up. Yeah.
Be like cream of wheat and then some cinnamon toast. Right. Yeah, beautiful.
You're never in winter only, really, right?
Toast.
No. Cinnamon hot toast. Summer day, you'd have it?
Yeah, we just had cream of wheat Saturday morning. Yeah. Lumpy, too. Lumpy.
Yeah, you did.
To counteract the martial arts movie, I'm going to ask Rick McAlpine's question.
That's not a real name. McAlpine's?
McAlpine.
McAlpine.
Rick McAlpine. What is your favorite chick flick / rom-com?
Rom-com? What
romantic
is that?
Comedy.
Romantic comedy.
As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson, Helen Hunt. Because it's literally As Good as It Gets. Because rom-coms fucking suck. I studied them for a long time trying to
decode. Does Nothing to Lose count? Does that count?
I don't know the movie.
Sweet Home Alabama.
What is that?
Reese Witherspoon. I know rom-coms. I know rom-coms.
Nothing to Lose is... it's the guy from the Hudsucker Proxy and Martin Lawrence. What's the guy from the Hudsucker Proxy?
Martin Lawrence.
No. You know what I'm talking about?
Nothing to Lose.
Hudsucker Proxy.
I can't think of that guy's fucking name. Someone's going
to
say
nothing
it.
Nothing to Lose?
Anyways, he like comes home and I don't want to spoil it. Catches
it's
his wife
brand
cheating
new.
On him. Takes off and fucking.
Who's the guy? Who's the actor?
Not brand new.
Oh, 97.
Yeah.
David Spade.
Not David Spade. I'm saying the title wrong then.
This is Nothing to Lose. This is Martin Lawrence and. What's the guy? Oh, Tim Robbins.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Tim Robbins.
Yeah. So he comes home and like catches his wife cheating, and he sees cufflinks on the counter and goes and like opens the door and his wife's.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, and then he fucking takes off and he's so mad because it's his boss's cufflinks. So he like goes and fucking like chops off his fucking boss's statue's dick and robs his safe and does all this shit and they're like getting chased by the cops and all kinds of crazy stuff. But I think that counts. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
And there's some like romance stuff.
There's a romance thing.
That's a funny ass fucking movie.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah. That count?
I don't think that's a rom-com.
I mean, people are real friendly around here.
Boomerang with I would give a second
Boomerang
place to
is fucking good,
Boomerang
dude.
With Eddie Murphy.
That scene where he knocks on the door, he's like, "What does a man with a 1-inch penis have for breakfast?" He does his Obama impression before Obama was Obama. And then Robin Gibbons or whatever is like, "I don't know what." He's like, "This morning I had an apple and a bowl of oatmeal." Fucking, is that another one of your colloquialisms for vagina? It's got the guy from fucking Living Color. That is a good movie. I do like
that's
that
a good
movie. Yeah.
Let's come up with one more question here. What is your favorite sporting event?
Hockey.
Yeah, I was going to say hockey. That's the only thing I've really gone and watched, though. I might enjoy something else, but I do like going to a hockey
game. Baseball is good in person. Like anywhere you can go where there's a crowd.
Yeah.
Baseball, you're fucking getting sunburned. It's not very eventful. You're like waiting around.
Where are you
like,
going to?
Pitch, run, blah, 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 blah.
Well, here's the thing.
Hockey's nonstop action, and fist fights are gonna happen.
Yeah, that's true. Hockey's a good time. I've seen
downtime in hockey. Baseball, they're like, oh, switch out pitchers, warming them off on the side here.
Staring at the field. There's other things to
You're not doing baseball right. You're not baseballing.
Peruse the bathrooms. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Foot tap under the stall. Yes. I don't know.
Because we, I was the
missing out.
The summer program that I teach for some years at the university here, they do road trips. And probably 5 years ago now, they went to a Dodgers game. And the staff is always invited to go to like add to the camaraderie.
You told this hack before, there's a cheap seat with fucking free hot dogs.
Yeah, there's a cheap seat where you get free hot dogs, free nachos, free peanuts, free soda.
Fuck yeah, because that's the expense, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and but you have to buy your own beer. But we went, and it was
because there's like a light pole in front of you or something, right?
No,
like,
it was it was a fine seat.
They like, just have trouble selling those seats.
I guess so. Yeah, it was a good seat. Like I didn't.
More information, didn't sir. That's not far away, right? Can we still do that? Is that a thing? Or
yeah,
is that
it's
gone?
Still a thing. As far as I know,
someone said UFC. I don't. I've never. I did go to an MMA event actually. That might be fun.
UFC would be
that'd be cool.
But this was like this.
I'd rather watch UFC.
I guess they didn't say live though. Didn't say live. They said what's your
sporting event? So I would say that because I went to this moment is what made me understand sports, because I don't understand sports. But like we got there, we went there, you go there on a Friday night because every Friday night they do fireworks unless the game goes late, because then it gets too late for the ordinance to do fireworks or something. But it's not hot because the game doesn't start until the moment the sun drops past the, so you're not in the sun. Right. It's LA anyway, so it's really nice out. But we got there, I don't remember who they were playing, but the Dodgers were like in the final inning. It was, I think, 5-0 against the Dodgers. Everybody was leaving. Everybody was fucking bored. Like
until they started
the game was
a
wash. And in the final inning, the Dodgers caught up and got 5 runs in one and won. It ended up being 7-5. And it was like nothing I've ever experienced before. I mean, I was in a place with 40,000 people who were losing their fucking minds because this game that was a loss is now, and it's like, oh shit, we have three.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, we have four.
We have
like we could actually do that. And like just feeling the energy and the crowd. And then when they actually hit five, it was like, oh my fucking God. Like I was like totally swept up in it. It was fun.
It's sort of like
fuck.
You feel at a concert.
You're just like drinking beer with a couple of homeboys.
The difference between the concert and game, I think you have some type of like, own the game. It's we.
Right.
Like we can get three more. We can get this and start to like be part of the team. Where I think at a concert, like you feel you love the song, but you don't envision yourself playing guitar.
The other thing too with the sporting event is sometimes some unbelievable things can happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's no chance of this ever happening, and then some shit happens, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's fucking. It's kind
and that
of
was the thing because
it's kind of magic in a way.
I was at a very rare game because they go every year.
Yeah. And you're at a very rare game.
That was the only one
I actually win.
Well, that was the only one that I went to, and everybody's like, "Man, you went to the best one ever." Because normally it's just fucking boring. You just sit there, and then we're really there for the fireworks. Like, but it then makes me say I have to think that perhaps my favorite sporting that was the favorite event I ever attended myself. But I think my favorite sporting event is the WWE.
That's
probably
too,
pretty fun
because. Every match is that Dodgers match. Everything is a photo finish. Yeah. Everything is a turnaround at the last. It's like, I mean,
everything's
granted,
a money shot.
It's fabricated, but it's fucking fantastic.
See, and with hockey, it's not necessarily even the game. It's the fucking fans. The fans are fucking banging on the fucking glass and throwing shit and yelling at each other.
I have to say,
I've
sat by the glass and it's cool because like you're like, that motherfucker's got blue eyes and he's fucking snotting on the glass right now.
And you probably went to the local.
Yeah, I've never been
I went to a Blackhawks game in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I fucking walked and I love the Blackhawks and, you know, and I like the White Sox and it's been, those have been my teams. And I walked into the fucking arena.
You choose them by color scheme.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I walked into the arena though, and I was like, I felt at home, you know, like I can't get that in California.
Right.
You know, nobody sells White Sox, Blackhawks shit, you know? And, but the fucking, the difference, cause we have a hockey team here and it's a, like a minor league, you know, hockey and they're still good. They still fight. They have the fucking dudes
it's fucking fun,
and it's fun and the crowd's fun.
There's garlic fries.
The difference though, the difference, it was fucking insane. Like it was night and day difference between professional and NHL. There was 100,000 people in there or whatever.
I went to Rolling Stones.
And when they fucking scored, It's yeah. off the chain, dude. Yeah. Like everybody's going yeah. fucking nuts.
I don't know where we're at, but
especially in Chicago, they take yeah. that shit fucking serious.
Yeah. I didn't even think yeah. the stadium at Rolling Stones was so fucking crazy. You feel like you're going to fall down. Like if you fell, like you could just step on people's yeah. heads. It's so steep. I don't remember where it was because I suck, but it was fucking crazy. Yeah. I didn't know it's
my ex-wife's dad like, was almost LA fell or? Off the balcony.
Probably.
At a, I'm sure they were drunk. He went to a fucking what's the Margaritaville guy, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Went to a Buffett concert with his bosses, and they're like buddies too. And he almost, I guess they caught him before he fell off the balcony.
Fuck.
From fucking, you know, wait, that shit's
there's
high
pictures
as
where
fuck.
People go catch the fly ball and they fucking fly oh, off.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens. Off, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah. So that's that. Anything that else? Anything else?
El Yucateco.
I was going to say El Yucateco, yeah. Because they're real handsome.
Yes.
They have a lavish mustache.
Very handsome.
Yep.
Yeah. Hector, Juan, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys have always been great to us.
Yep.
Is that it?
I think so. Is that how we end these?
Yes.
I don't remember how we do it.
Awkwardly,
these.
Yes.
How do we yeah. normally end? Right. The end song is Don't Be a Retard.
Victor Wild Islander, bringing out the child in ya, singing out the silencer with more violence than Heil Hitler. He gets some looks of bullshit pull over, a dusty pullover and a Pulitzer, a must we bust your crusty subwoofer sister. Foes is just bluffing, clear your nose from huff puffing, a glutton for bludgeoning, blood gushing. Here you go, stud muffin, it's nothing. Get it on the get by, bet it on the dead guy, jet it on the red eye. Too many make mistake fillers, not enough live wires, too many fake killers and jive sires. Drop these bombs on a critic from a grass knoll. Everybody got one, your mom's is an asshole. SOB and smug to the utmost, cut it close and catch a slug to the gut most. Word the thutmost. What's worse, clutch a purse close, lady. We get more cheese bread for the baby, toast to Grady 180.
I'm in the cut, looking for some puss to pick apart. Dirty like us riding in a whip that really isn't ours. Storming out the door, don't press record, I hate my fucking voice. I'm trying to kill that noise, perform and fill that void slightly. I'm swimming in water that's been dicey since landing. And I'm owing these niggas nothing like all that I've been handed for free. Don't pan your cameras to me, hold on, command me to speak. Got these little niggas swinging from the banners, throwing facts in his pajamas, walking slow because the camels keep his stamina week. And you can catch him like some halibut after a bad accident, trying to get jaw jacked right with a catheter piece. Out villain Earl and captain in command of your street now, rapping good as motherfucking janitor sweep now. Give him business handle, get the cannabis cheap now. It's a bunch of nuggets on him like it's sand on a beach towel.
Cap is back, scorn puts your mic away.
Where?
Inside a microwave.
Oh.
When I die, I bet you microwave. He blowing bubbles at the pearly gates. Took a selfie with the king, but only see my face.
My ends are the pieces in my thesis. I'm hiding in the park with all your nieces. Trading head for Reese's Pieces. In a tech indicus verses with this book of witches. Curses cast a spell upon your bitches, but my thirst is for the purses. I'm spilling out my innards to these inwards. Journey inward, quarter past the moment. Quarter past opponents. In a fragment of a moment, man, I killed that rapped and owned it, hope to overtake the planet with my banana in the hammock. Bitch manic, parents panic, I'm a mechanic with these patterns, propagandic with that chatter. Matter of fact, the matter adder, never mind the hammer, man is out the window, punk crescendo, puff the endo, I'm Lou Ferrigno, just pretend though. Don't ask him where the pen go, cause the pencil got me paper, paid and paid her, may the pain hurt with the mask, a faded sweatshirt, nothing lesser, best so never ever guess of what I left under the dress. I hid the message in the 808 to pester all the Hessers. We'll be right back.